And right now we are talking about This Is Who I Am, which is an exhibition that delves headfirst into the experience of being queer Asian Australian, answering, asking and exploring questions of familial connection, cultural expectations and the binary conflicts out on the disparities of the East and West. So for this show, curator Sharon Hong has brought together a beautiful array of artists, including Athena Thebus, Suman Shim, Lily Lay, to name a few. So here to tell us a little bit more about the project is Sharon herself. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
No problem. Anytime. So let's start with your inspiration for the project. When did you start kind of developing This Is Who I Am? And what were you looking at? What motivated you to get here?
I mean, the fact that personally, I'm also queer Asian. So that was one of my...
Thought that might be the case.
Yeah, biggest inspiration. But also I managed to assist my mentor, Kelly Doyley, in a project called The Feminist South. So I was able to make my own sort of research and all that. And I was just like, well, I'm queer and I'm Asian and I want to work with artists who have sort of a feminist touch to their practice. So I was like, this is how I'm going to go with the exhibition. So, yeah.
And so there are a great array of artists, as I briefly alluded to before. What drew you to the particular artists that you did choose and what were you looking for in works for this exhibition?
I mean, the artists that I decided to pick were artists that were kind of bicultural in terms of identity through being either Korean, Australian. So they have the two cultures kind of coinciding with each other, as well as artists that are either bicultural in relation to being half Asian and another sort of most likely a Caucasian sort of westernized sort of influence that they had through their life. So that was the kind of motivation that I had in picking my artists.
So one of my favourite artists that is in the exhibition is Athena Thebus. Yes. Can you tell us more about their work? She's told me about it, but I love it.
I mean, in relation to my exhibition, her work kind of explores her personal kind of childhood connection with her girlfriend in relation to having that sort of pop icon, Britney Spears fantasy, that kind of developed into their own queer sort of desire for a popular like star. And that's how they develop that sort of kind of queer identity. So her work definitely explores on the idea of desire. And
also, someone told me that there's an engagement of sense. Is that true?
Yeah.
What's happening there?
Sense. I mean, the fact that like the whole work is just kind of in your face visually, like there's that sort of use of sense in relation to like you see the work and you're like, wow, okay, that's a very sensual and intimate sort of image. And people are like,
can you tell us what it is?
You mean the image?
Yeah.
Oh, should I give it away?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's an image of Athena and a girlfriend. They're dressed up in sort of like a surreal fantasy elven like sort of characterization in the image. And also in the image there it's assisted with a swing, a resin swing, comes down. And I feel like there's like a sense of that juxtaposition with the swing being like a sense of childhood innocence and then the really overt image of the two really sensually making out in the scene in the back. So yeah,
awesome. And also featured is Zoe Wong, who's an artist that uses drawing and photography and performance in her artistic practice.
Yeah.
How is her work intersecting with this particular project?
So definitely her scrolls looks at a bit of humor in relation to sort of the day-to-day things that she hears from other people about her being Asian but also Australian. So a lot of times it's sort of like, is she yellow? Is she white? So there's that sort of understanding like, am I actually more Asian or am I actually more Australian? So there's that kind of discourse and trying to understand like, where do I go? Like, who am I?
Is that something that came up a lot in all the works or not?
Definitely. I feel like sort of the connection that I had with all the artists is their kind of the use of language as being a way to sort of be seen as the language being that it's a bit of a disconnect. So if you're Korean or if you're Chinese and then you spoke English for most of your life, there's that sort of sense of, am I translating this right?
So language kind of in the form of labeling?
Our language through poetry,
right,
language through the scrolls that Zoe did in relation to, using humor and language in relation to one of the artists, EJ Son, is using it to tattoo herself, so marking herself with the word Atta, which is kind of a mesh hybrid of being a daughter and a son. So look kind of plays on the idea of what gender identity is as well.
So the exhibition explores both the Asian diaspora and the Australian LGBTQI community.
Yeah.
So in curating the show, was there anything that kind of came up that surprised you, or did you kind of learn anything as a curator through kind of talking to all these artists and selecting their work?
I mean, definitely. I mostly learned a lot about their own personal experiences and kind of felt like, oh yeah, I also experienced that. So a lot of the times the artists had very similar experiences, even though they themselves are from different parts of Asia. But then you'll feel that sort of sense of you're here in Australia and yet you do feel a bit of a disconnect of being Asian, but then Australian.
Yeah, it's a diaspora kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, it is.
I guess. So this exhibition coincides with Queer Stories. Was that your intention? Is there a collaboration we can expect there?
Yeah. So in terms of Queer Stories, I kind of want to bring in the community. So most likely young audiences from the university, bringing in people to just come in, queer audiences to come in and kind of talk about recent issues, political issues, social issues in relation to being LGBT in Australia, but also kind of looking at the further issues of being LGBT in Asia, definitely.
And this exhibition's already been open for a few days. Yeah. How have people been interacting with the works?
I've gotten a lot of people saying that they were definitely like engaged in terms of like seeing that the POC community is sort of being like there's not enough opportunity. So a lot of them were like, I'm so happy to see this exhibition in the space because there hasn't been or no or little representation in relation to having a queer, specific queer Asian exhibition in Australia. So I did get a lot of positive comments about that.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And just one last question. Mm-hmm. If in an ideal world there was anything that you would want your audiences to take away from seeing This Is Who I Am, what might that be?
I mean, hopefully it'll just be a way for people to kind of see that there are Asian artists in Sydney, because I feel like that, you know, there needs more exposure in relation to that as well. And I just hope maybe someone will see the exhibition and they'll be like, wow, okay, so this is happening in Asia.
Bit of a wake-up call.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Like, this is something that needs to be heard and said, and the artists need that sort of space.
Totally. Yeah. That's a great intention.
Yes.
And also, yeah, there's maybe, what, 6 artists in this exhibition, which is a really small percentage of what is out there in Sydney and Australia.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Beyond. Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
So that was Sharon. She was talking about This Is Who I Am, which is an exhibition at Verge Gallery over at the University of Sydney. And it's open now until February 7th, and it's totally free. So make sure you go and check that all out.